Hey everyone, this is Jay, your DM. Welcome to Nier. This is a original D&D podcast, and our cast this week is...
I'm Amy, playing Bijou, the High Elf Glamour Bard.
Hi, my name's Andrew. I'm playing Ree Vitayevich Kolesevsky, a Paladin Hill Dwarf.
Hi, my name's Ian. I play Harry. He's a Firbolg Druid.
And I'm Aaron. I play Tatsuo, the Human Samurai.
This week... we are picking up where we left off. You guys just killed Fam the vampire and brought his head to the other vampire at the casino. And you were just leaving. You learned about Fam's brother named Perrin. You also heard from someone... recently, and I can't remember exactly who it was, but someone told you also that Perrin had joined the Dragon Army. And so that is what you know. What are you guys going to do?
All right. So I'm walking out of the casino, right? And meeting up with everybody. Is that where we're at?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. I think we're done in this horrible town.
Yes, this town smells of rotten cabbage and dirty, soiled shoes.
It didn't smell that bad.
Right, so, Harry, where would we find Perrin?
Let me pull out a map, which I don't know where I left it.
Oh, I... have that up for you right here.
Did the Dragon Army go to Rootdale?
Yes. So the Dragon Army has been going to Rootdale to try and rid the area of dragons and make it habitable again.
So the question is, do we go to try to get Perrin from the Dragon Army and encounter dragons, for which we would need a large army ourselves, so we'd probably have to assemble the other sons, or should we just try to go with six sons and find whoever's been causing the yellow clouds and all these soldiers in gray uniforms?
Go hard or go home.
What do you think we should do?
I think we got to get them all.
So yeah, that's going to mean we need a lot of people. Unless we want to try to sneak around Rootdale.
Jay, did you... I have Rootdale marked as one of the places we can go to. I remember you saying that there was...
Yes.
Okay, so that one's good?
You have a tree there, and but it's like right on the edge, and you have not been able to get into the island because of all the dragons.
That's right, okay. Yeah, I mean, I forgot about that. I mean,
do you think we should try to go a show of force, or do you think we should try to just be undetected?
I think we should be sneaky sneak and find a way to go under the radar.
I agree. We have our equipment to do so. You know, the cloaks and stuff.
And Harry, you could turn into something really hard to detect.
Nothing at all.
Can you morph into a dragon?
No, a small one.
Okay.
So I guess I could do it. It would be a white one. I don't recall what kind of dragons are on this island, though. I may not fit in.
Well, I had a dream of a red one. There's a red one in my dream. I don't know.
I mean, that works for me.
That's real.
Jay, would I, what do you want me to roll to?
Be able to paint yourself?
Yeah, I was wondering that and how much I know about dragons. Like, would I know that a red one's going to be aggressive towards a white one?
Roll a nature check.
Bada bing, bada bang. It's a 21.
What you would know is that you have a lot of experience with white dragons. Obviously, you've been raising a couple who we mysteriously have seemed to have forgotten about since we got to this island. And you've also been in the mountains, kind of where they habitate. You don't have a lot of experience with red dragons other than, you know, they're kind of like the most aggressive, like most territorial, most dominant of the dragons.
All right, cool.
And you know that their red and white dragons don't really interact at all. Like, they're just not from the same areas.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not going to risk that.
Has Bijou ever heard of maybe in, like, I don't know, old stories or anything like that, of dragons being able to be talked to, or diplomacy of any kind, or bribed successfully?
I mean, I talk to mine. I don't bribe them, though.
Roll a history check.
Okay. It's a 3 plus 7. It's a 10, so it's still really bad.
I mean, you probably have heard some rumors of certain dragons, but nothing like that you feel confident in.
Is there a magic shop in this town?
Yeah, most definitely.
Would you all mind continuing this conversation as we shop? I'd like to inquire for a specific item at a magic shop.
Sounds good.
Is that all right with everyone?
Yeah, let's roll.
Yes.
All right, great. So, yeah, I'm going to go into the magic shop.
All right. You find a shop that has glass doors, but they're a purple glass you can't see through, and like gold trimming. Mm-hmm. And as you go in, they kind of seem to glide open as you push them, almost as if by magic. And yeah, it's great. And you see inside shelves and shelves with like really fine looking like bottles and like decks of cards on display and all kinds of really cool magical looking things kind of lined very prominently on these shelves.
Is there any magical looking weapons or stuff? Nothing. Oh, okay.
He shot you down real quick.
Well, I figured it probably was in the armory or something, you know, the weapon shop. Just thought I'd ask.
Who's behind the counter?
You don't see anyone behind the counter yet, but there is a very dark kind of curtain hanging behind the counter that seems to lead to some sort of back room.
I'm actually going to go like peek in, see if I can like find a shopkeep. Not like go in, but just like move the curtain aside like a cuckoo kind of a thing.
So as you go and touch the curtain, it almost seems to kind of like move away from your touch and it lets out kind of like a scream sound. And then all of a sudden, like with a flourish, so you are not able to see what was behind the curtain, pops out, this stout balding man, with a long beard. Actually, halfling, not man. Male halfling. He says, hello, welcome to my shop.
Hello. I'm so sorry. Yes. I was looking
employees
for you.
Only. I apologize.
I understand. Please forgive me. First of all, very beautiful shop. I was in the market for something that I don't know if it exists. Would you have any? So my friend Harry here is exceedingly smelly. And no matter how many times we give him a bath, he just continues to just smell awful. Do you have any sort of magic powder that masks, that will magically mask a smell so that it would effectively take away a scent?
A de-stinker, if you would.
Yes. Yeah. Something that, like, you know, animals wouldn't be able to smell at all.
He kind of strokes his mustache, which is very pristinely curled and about 3 curls on the side of it. Well, I do have a dust. I have a few different scents, but I don't think that I have any that disappear a smell, but I could make you smell like something.
So if I'm looking back in my mind's eye, little like cutscene of my memory of the dream that I had, it was like kind of a blasted landscape with like things burning. It was kind of desert like, or was it, what was it like arid?
Yeah. So the kind of beach that you were rolling up on was like very rocky and deserty terrain. Roll a history check.
That's a 15 plus 7, so that'll be a 22.
You also kind of remember some, like, in the distance. So, like, you were coming up on a beach, right? And it was very, very burnt and arid. And then you saw a bunch of rocks and outcroppings behind the beach. And in the split second before the dragon kind of took over your full field of vision, you did see some kind of ruins back there on the outcroppings, and but not a lot of vegetation or greenery.
Do you have anything that smells like a campfire?
Oh, yes, that was the first thing that I was going to suggest. Well, I have a great fire smell, and I have a water smell. I have most of the element smells.
To smell. That's interesting. Well, yes, let's do the could I please smell the campfire smell?
Oh, yes. He reaches behind his little bar and pulls out a box that has, he opens it up and you see 5 different compartments in it, and each of them have a different colored dust, and he reaches for this one that's like a really dark crimson. It takes a little tiny pinch of it and rubs it between his fingers and then blows towards your face, and you get this immense whiff of like burnt stone.
So it doesn't have like a chemically or like a fake fragrance. It just smells legit like fire happened.
Yeah.
All right. How long does this last when it's applied on a person?
Well, it depends on how much you use. I have a few different sizes that I can sell here. The amount you use, you see, dictates how long the effect will last.
I need something that would last like 8 hours per use. And I need like 4 sets of it.
Well, that's a hefty amount of fire going on, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
He's really smelly.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can see him. He clearly doesn't like to bathe very much. So
look at him.
Oh, it's this fellow over here who smells terrible?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Very well. Yes, he will definitely need a lot of it. Let's see. For an 8-hour dosage, that would be about 20, and he does like a few calculations and pulls out a little scale and tests out some weights and stuff. He says, well, I could, for 1 8-hour dose, for a stench as strong as that one, be probably about 500 gold pieces.
Okay. Well, I would like to get, four of those. No, sorry, eight of those.
Oh, very well, eight. So, and he starts counting on his fingers. We 40,000 gold? No, I'm sorry, 4,000 gold pieces.
4,000. Surely a shop as distinguished as yours would have some sort of bulk discount?
Roll a persuasion check.
All right, I'll try.
Well, that's going to be plus infinity charisma.
7 plus 13, so that's going to be 20.
Plus 13?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
He looks down at his fingers again, and he puts one down and says, 300?
Perfect. Yes. 300.
I'm sorry, 3,000. 3,000? I'm sorry.
What?
My bad at math.
Oh, 500, I thought you said 400 at first.
You said 300. I thought you said...
Is the paladin just lying?
No, he did say 300. Oh. I'm not lying.
Wait.
I thought you initially said 400, and then I you know, the bulk discount would make it 300, surely.
Well, but surely I said 500 for one dosage, and then...
Your arithmetic is very confusing, shopkeeper.
It is. Little people, little hard time with math, I suppose.
Oh, don't be so down on yourself.
What about this? What about, $2,500.
Well, that's a lot more than 300, but because I like you so much already, I'm going to have to call it a deal.
Very well. Anything else I can interest you in? And he kind of waves his arm at the rest of the shop.
Do you have any scrolls?
What type? Like a blank parchment? Of course.
No, I mean magical scrolls.
Oh, magical scrolls. Oh, I don't deal in the scrolls as much as the artifacts, per se.
Ooh, what type of artifacts do you have?
Well, the magical variety.
Do you have anything that produces, I don't know, what, I don't know what would be good for dragons, because I don't really know dragons very well from where I come from, but...
Maybe you could, like, roll to see what their weaknesses are, to see if you know anything about them.
Do I know anything about dragons?
Roll nature check.
Nature. What is my nature? Sorry, let me check. 6.
They're big.
Thank you, big dragon. Big scary flying lizard. Well, what kind of magical artifacts do you have? What's this one right here? And I just point in a general
roll
direction.
A D100.
Oh, boy.
80.
All right. You just kind of almost blindly point at an object sitting on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cube about 3 inches across, and it gives you, it almost like pulses with magical energy.
Huh. What's and I pick, and can I pick it up? Is it within reach?
He's, oh, please don't touch, don't. And it's actually behind like a glass box.
Oh, okay.
That's, you want to be careful with that one. What? You don't want to accidentally be transported to a different plane.
Oh, I like cube things. How much is this?
I
like the Rubik's Cube kind of stuff. You know, puzzles. They're fun.
That is true. For the listener, out of character, Andrew loves Rubik's Cubes. He says, well, that's a very, very magical tool there. fetches a hefty price. I sell it for 200,000 gold pieces.
200,000 gold pieces? That's outrageous. For a little cube like that.
A little cube that transports you between different worlds.
Are you sure you're not confusing your price again? And you should have asked for 20,000 gold pieces?
He points to it, and you see underneath a little golden plaque inscribed with 200,000 GP.
Damn it. I can't lie.
Quite sure.
Would you trade anything for it?
It would have to be a pretty beautiful and magical object.
All right.
Yeah, and sorry, I'm not up for trade, so.
Oh dear.
Bijou, I would never in a million years think of trading you.
I wink at the shopkeep.
Oh, darling, I would never objectify you.
That is the nicest thing anyone has said to me in a very long time. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm gonna,
your price is way too high for me. I'll have to pass.
You did pick one of the most magical items in the shop, so.
Dang it. What about this one here?
Perhaps you would be interested in, what?
I'm just kidding.
He says, perhaps you would be interested in something more like this. And he reaches underneath. He says, typically I don't carry many weapons, but this one is a special one. And he brings up a long, thin wooden case. And he opens it up, and you see this beautifully polished sword.
It's not an axe, but it is very shiny.
Oh, no, I do not carry axes here.
What is this called?
This is called the Sword of Answering.
I like answers. What magical properties does this sword possess?
Well, only 9 of these blades are known to exist.
9 is my favorite number.
This one, and he lifts it up and you see, he shows you the pommel. He says, there's a emerald here in the pommel, and it makes your attacks more sure and your damage more detrimental.
Ooh, how much were you asking for this?
Well,
my lips,
it's definitely not
a little
cheap
bit
as well, but not as much as the cube. I could let this go for, and he picks up the box and looks at the bottom of it, where you can see there's a little something scribbled at the bottom. Yes. This one I could let go for 100 gold pieces. 100,000 gold pieces.
Did you say 100 gold pieces?
Yes, 100,000 gold pieces. That's what I said.
I heard 100 gold pieces, but
If you don't include the case, could you let it go for, say, 85,000?
Well, the case is inlaid with pearls and has a beautiful fabric insert that I actually painted myself.
Oh,
but
beautiful.
I suppose I could let it go for 80,000, 85,000.
Your answers are really troubling me because you say one thing and then you say another, and it's, I'm a little confused. Wait, Bijou, do you have 40,000 gold pieces?
No, I assumed you did because you keep bragging about how you're so rich.
Oh, I'm not rich. This is not. I only have 40,000 gold pieces.
Oh, I thought you had like 100,000 or something.
No. Well, that's also a bit steep. I don't think I have any sort of gold on me.
I'm sorry, son. You do realize what part of the world you're in, right? We cater to the rich in taste and wallet here in Ironglass.
That was a hell of an insult.
Well, I'm just a humble servant of the Lord Ocreus, so I don't need to.
Afford the ferry ride in then?
How did we afford the ferry ride?
We took we a tree. Didn't.
All right. I know a person. But anyway, I won't bother you anymore about these things. They don't really interest me anyway.
Very well. Your loss, thank you. I'm afraid.
Thank you so much for your assistance with my request, and I will make sure to be back if I ever need more. Thank you so much, and I'm going to lead the way out of the shop.
Okay.
He kind of grabs you by the sleeve and says, if you need more, he does smell very bad. Just let me know.
I know. This will probably only last us a week, but we'll see what we can do.
Is there anything in the shopkeeper's hands?
Just Bijou's sleeve.
Fine, I'll walk out.
Yeah. All right. So when we get out of the shop, I'm going to say, all right, I paid $2,500 for these. Divide by four, that'd be $625 a piece. Does anybody want two doses? I assumed we could all use them to hide from the dragon stench. So, Harry, here's your two. Reeve, are you okay with paying for these two? $625?
I didn't really know I was going to buy it, but...
Oh, my goodness.
Well, do you not want to be eaten by a dragon? Because I got them for all of us so we don't get eaten by dragons. I thought that would be all right.
Don't pay it, Reeve.
I'm fine with it.
I guess it's fine. I guess.
Yeah, there you go. So we exchanged money, so everyone is out $625.
I'll take Reeves too. He doesn't need to.
No, I took mine. I said, I guess I took it.
I'll buy them off you. You don't have to cover your set.
No, he needs them too. Because if one of us smells like something edible, then the whole thing is ruined. We all need them.
Just for him.
Tatsuo says, this is the stupidest place we've ever been.
It is rather of a price, isn't it?
It's such a ripoff.
Yeah, I mean, like, just smell like campfire? Why don't we just burn a campfire?
But this completely covers our dwarven or human or firbolg or elven scent. It's going to be thorough. It should really help us hide from the dragons.
Oh.
I'm assuming have a really good sense of smell.
I'm not complaining about the item. How much did we pay for a hotel?
We didn't because I was supposed to play a gig, but then I didn't.
You guys
I'll stick it
them.
To the man. Which means we should probably leave Ironglass as soon as possible.
Bijou, you shouldn't lie to people like that.
I didn't lie. I didn't know I was gonna decide not to.
Oh yeah, these people
Everyone
are gonna be so
check.
Sad.
I have to roll perception.
I got a nat 20.
Everyone roll a perception check.
I got a nat 20.
It's going to be a 24.
A 16.
22.
All right. You guys have been kind of in a quieter part of the street, but you hear some hoof prints, some hooves coming down the cobblestones towards you.
I'd like to duck around an alley. Clip, clop.
All right.
I'll do the same.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll go.
Is there anything to hide behind?
Let's see. Oh, yeah. you actually find... I rolled a percentage dice, and I got a 99. So you actually find a little tent down in the alley. So.
Yeah.
A little Dive tent? Okay.
I'm going to like wave everybody in, like, let's go. Quick hide.
I hop in the tent and I draw my axe out just in case.
All right. You guys see a nobleman ride by on a horse, and Harry and Tatsuo actually recognize him as the one who wanted to buy the dragon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that guy's a jerk. Shh. That guy's a jerk. But it's a whisper.
And he rides by.
he just, that's all?
Yep.
I don't remember if I wanted to beat him up or not.
You did, because he wanted to buy the dragon and I wouldn't sell it to him, though he offered me like a million gold pieces for it.
I was very proud of you. Oh, I was very proud of you. Yeah, I'm not going to. I do want to go beat him up, though.
You could have got him. We could have got a million gold pieces.
Okay, here we go.
No.
We're leaving him behind.
So how far are we from like getting out of town?
You are, so from the tree, you're probably about like 6 blocks from it.
Okay. Can we take side streets and be kind of discreet about it, or are we going to have to walk in the open at some point?
There will definitely be parts where you have to walk in the open, but you can keep most of the way to side streets and then kind of just like dash between the open streets if you want to do that.
I'm going to disguise self as a as like a really tall, thin tiefling. No, as a tall, thin human man with like a beard or something. And dressed in like not super, super rich clothes, but rich enough to look like I belong here.
Okay.
And I'm going to just sort of walk the main road back to the tree. I'm just going to say, let's get back to the tree, guys. You can take side streets, walk with me. But if you're going to look like yourself, maybe try to take the side streets and I'll keep a lookout.
Tatsuo has those fancy clothes, so if she puts on the fancy clothes.
Okay. So you can walk with me.
Mm-hmm.
What are Harry and Reeve doing?
I'm going to put on my cloak and be with them as well, but kind of at a distance.
Your sneaky cloak?
Yep.
Harry?
I thought I had disguised self.
Couldn't you just be an animal?
No, Aaron.
No, who?
Reeve, roll a stealth check.
I get advantage, right, with the cloak?
Yep.
Okay. You get advantage and a +1 because you also have your boots on, too.
Okay, I got 20.
All right, Ian's running out of time, so he's just walking down the street.
No, I'm going to hidden step. I'm invisible.
All right. All right, you guys all safely make it to the tree in Ironglass that you came through to get here.
Okay. All right, guys. Harry, are you here? I'm not sure. Harry?
Yeah.
Say something if you
can. Yeah, here. All right. Here.
Okay. Should we go somewhere before trying to go to Rootdale, or should we just like gear up and go?
Yeah, no, I got a cozy little place up in the woods. That would be good to kind of scope things out.
Okay,
and
let's go.
It's gonna be. Jay, do you have a map up?
I have.
It's the woods up in the northeastern corner next to Rootdale. Just saw it.
What are you trying to do in those woods?
Chill. We've got a nice little cabin up there.
Okay. On the west side, you mean?
Yeah, west. Yeah.
Where the heck is it? So you guys appear in Westwood after traveling through your tree network. It's relatively close to the shore, but it would still be about a half day's journey from the woods to the shore if you were planning on going by boat or like looking out over the ocean.
All right, what's here for us, Harry?
A nice little cabin so we can get a good rest. And I start walking to the right.
Okay, I'm going to follow.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
This is where Harry walks us to a cabin in the woods and kills us and ends the campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, that's worth that. Yeah, it's about an hour's walk.
I mean, I feel pretty well rested, Harry. I've only used one of my spells. I don't know if we need a whole rest again.
Look, I like this place, okay? As I set up my bed.
All right, everyone, passive perceptions.
Mine is 16.
Mine's 11. So bad.
Yeah, mine's 11 as well.
Mine's 14.
Oh, okay. No, mine's 15. I take that back. That's actually pretty good.
As you guys are walking through the woods, all of a sudden, you hear, and the three arrows kind of land in the ground right in front of you.
Can I do like a quick glance at them and then take cover behind a tree?
Yep.
I'm gonna.
Do they look like they're from the wood elves?
Yeah, roll a perception check.
Okay. That's going to be a 19.
Yeah, you got a really quick glance, but they definitely looked like the kind of natural yet utilitarian yet slightly embellished type of weaponry the wood elves use.
I'm going to call out in Elvish. We're friends of Westwood.
I'm going to draw my weapon because I don't. I'd pull up my shield and draw my my single-handed axe just to make sure.
Can I do a history check to see if they remember me?
That would not be your check.
I know. But I lived here for a year and a half. This is my cabin.
You can do a perception check to see if
I recognize them.
If you can see them.
Fine. I will settle for that. Perception?
Mm-hmm.
18!
All right. Yeah, you're able to see kind of quickly hiding and quickly dashing between the trees. You are able to count what you think is about five wood elves kind of dashing back and forth between the trees.
I'm going to drop my disguise. So I look like Bijou. Did they respond to me at all?
You said you're friends of the wood elves?
Mm-hmm. Or friends of Westwood.
Yeah. They respond in Elvish, and they say, state your name and who you're friends of.
Bijou from the delivery service. Friends of Quilly.
When you say that, you kind of hear kind of like a sliding sound, and then three elves from that have you kind of cornered triangularly slide down ropes from the trees. And they say, oh, the delivery service. So good you are here and you have not been caught yet. Sorry for the... can never be too careful with all the things going on.
No worries. I'm glad to see you're doing well and defending the place. How is everything?
Well, we've still successfully been able to fight off what attacks and invasions we can. The halflings are not as good at climbing trees as we are, so we are able to sneak out and get resources and keep our city somewhat alive, but they have been burning down the most important parts of our forest. So
let's
it's
get
been a tough battle.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, we were just following our friend Harry. Harry, where were we going?
To my cabin in the woods to rest up and maybe meet some new friends. And just maybe work on a plan before we just pop up in the middle of I like that cat. In the middle of a just scorched land.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to just pop up and just cover ourselves in some dirt.
I just like to be communicated with. That's all. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
That's
Head
it.
Head to the cabin.
All right. So are they going to let us go?
Would you all like an escort to the, to Mr. Harry, is it?
Yeah. Why don't you guys join us for dinner? We'll have a wonderful little evening.
Well, we cannot do that, unfortunately. We cannot spend too much time, but we can provide you an escort, safe passage.
That would be appreciated. Thank you.
The kind of leader looks up into the trees and does a little motion with his fingers, and you hear more kind of rustling up above you. And he says, "This way, please." And he kind of motions with his arm towards the direction of Harry's cabin. Okay. So you guys make your way through the woods. The elves are kind of escorting you the whole way. And then you see this cabin in the woods that I didn't know existed. So, Harry, why don't you tell us what it looks like?
Well, it's on the map. So you should have definitely known about it. It's actually remarkably large. It's freaking huge. It's comparable to a mountain. And, you could bring up the picture.
You realize the things on the map are just...
That's my cabin.
Yeah, that's the city of Westwood. That's not the cabin in the woods.
All right. Well, it's a nice, cozy little place that has three bedrooms and a wonderful big fireplace and currently no food. It's not stocked. I have some potatoes in there, but that's about it.
As in, like, you're growing them, or they were...
They're already plucked out of the ground in the closet.
All right. Tasu, what do you think of this cabin?
Well, she's been there before, since her and Harry were hanging out, so she knows about it.
Okay, then. You've got a dirty little corner of your own?
Yep.
How many escorts came with us?
Well, the three that you saw, and then you heard what you could assume to be about five more up in the trees.
Okay. I'm gonna give the one who seems to be the leader 80 gold pieces as like a thank you for escorting us. Thank you for walking us over here, and sorry for the trouble.
Oh, we appreciate the gesture, but company policy is we don't take tips.
All right.
Company policy.
I kind of nod at them and put my weapons away. I was kind of holding them the whole way for some reason.
Hey, I get it. You're a dwarf.
I'm a dwarf.
From the trees several bows loosen as if they were keeping an eye on you the whole time.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. I thought you said they let loose on me. I'm like, what the...
Like the creak of them slowly.
He's vulnerable.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
Now is the time.
All right, so we're taking another rest here?
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't ask your friends to help us.
Harry, this is a lovely place you have here. I love what you've done with it. What does it look like?
Thank you. It's just your basic log cabin. I will admit that some of the logs they're a little uneven, you know, because the trees are of quite the variety around this area. And I'm a little picky. I only like to take down the weaker, dying trees that are still somewhat sturdy. So, you know, I did what I could. It's got a good, nice, thick layer of moss.
What do you mean they're uneven?
Well, you know, some of the walls you can see over here in the right corner, it looks a little lopsided. I stuck in two extra trees over there to equal out one normal size one. And sometimes you'll have that. And, you know, you see over here, the mud is a little bit moist still. I do every 6 months, I'll do a new coating over here to just kind of keep it there, you know, hold it together a little bit better. other parts of the house don't necessarily need that, but you know, it's upkeep.
I like poke the wall with my finger and it's like,
hey, whoa. Let's see. Hey, I got to fill that later, man.
Sorry. Just like wipe it off.
Tatsuo says, this is my moss bed. And she points to like a patch of moss on the floor in the corner.
Huh. Neat.
Yeah. Thanks.
Home sweet home.
If the woods here are overrun with halflings, wouldn't it make sense for us to do like a lookout situation just in case?
I don't mind doing that. I don't actually need to sleep, so I can just keep watch all night.
That would be so nice.
Sure.
All right, well, I find a corner that looks... Is there like moss on the floor at all?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Well, I just find a cozy little moss spot for both me and my shield and my axe, and I put it down.
There you go.
Before we go to bed, did anybody else want to come up with anything to do before we go to Rootdale?
I mean, what's the game plan? We're just trying to find this one elf and get the hell out?
Yeah, we have to track someone down. We know next to nothing about him except that he was related to Fam, so he might look similar. He's called Perrin. He's in the Dragon Army. We just have to find him.
Should we set up sort of communication signal with the elves here since they're on our side and pretty close, like just in case?
Well, we have our communicators that could talk to the Seven Sons, so Queely could be contacted if needed.
Okay. Yeah. But do we have any leads as far as where to go? Like,
it's this island.
Oh.
Probably have to
investigate. No, we've just got to track down where the army is camped.
Do you think we could speak with the elves tomorrow and see if they have any knowledge of where he may be?
Sure.
Probably should ask.
Yeah.
They might just say no.
I mean, if they're not over there.
They might be sending forces over there.
They might know.
Maybe.
They might be watching.
They seem like they have a good watch over these woods, so maybe they know something. All right, first thing in the morning, we'll do that and see if we can get some intel.
Intel. All
right, nighty-night.
I'm going to sit kind of in the doorway.
I slept like
so I can see out.
Tatsuo curls up on the moss.
While everyone's asleep.
Oh, no.
I have written down here Sword of Vander Amaris.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I think I got from... Was that something I got from Fam? Can I examine this more closely? Like, does it seem special in any way?
Yeah. As you kind of hold it and like swish it around, you feel like it moves, like it feels more like it's like part of your arm than it is a sword. And it feels like strong in your hand. And it gives, it's a plus one sword.
Okay. It wouldn't count as a finesse weapon, like my rapier?
No.
It's a pretty bomb-ass sword.
Okay, so it's just a plus one to attacks or a plus one to damage?
Both.
Oh, both. Okay. Awesome.
It's a family heirloom. Don't lose it.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay. Ugh.
You thought Harry was sleeping and he was actually watching you.
No, I would have made sure that no one was watching. Upset. I wouldn't have done it if anyone
I know
was
that sword.
The sun rises in the morning and there's dew around all the ferns and moss out in the forest. It's a very lush forest. And you hear little chirps of pretty little songbirds, and then the crunch of the songbirds being eaten by something bigger. And everyone kind of wakes up naturally if you were sleeping.
Huh. What was that sound, Harry?
Oh, you know, just nature being nature. Don't worry about it.
It was the sound of death.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay. Well,
let's go find some breakfast.
As long as we're not in any imminent danger.
Nah.
All right. Do you want to... I guess I'll get up and I'll ask... Should we go speak to the wood elves now?
That's what we picked.
Yes, let's go. Yeah. I'm assuming I would know my way around because I spent a lot of time here during our time off.
Yeah. You know your way to kind of the main city. But you also don't know what parts have been burned down.
Yeah.
That they were referencing.
I'm going to message Queely.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, Queely, it's Bijou. Delivery service coming your way.
All right. You hear, after a few minutes, coming from your pin, you hear 2 miles northwest of city.
All right, let's go.
All right, as you guys make your way there, you see a... up in the trees, you do see some tree houses. Before, these were kind of outposts for like scouts and hunters and such. But now they are, you can see they've kind of been hastily expanded to be spread out among a few more trees. Not quite the artistry and craftsmanship that goes into the normal Westwood tree houses that you who have spent time there are familiar with, which apparently is everyone but Reeve. And Reeve, you're just like, wow, look at these tree houses. Never seen anything like them before. Sorry, I don't mean to tell you what your character's thinking.
I'm thinking that. Yeah, sure. That's accurate.
I enjoy tree houses.
And as you get closer, a rope comes down and Queely descends. And for those of you who haven't met Queely yet, she is on the younger side. But, you know, with elves, you can never really know. They've all been around for a really long time. Really muscular, really like slender muscular, tall. And she has a bow on her back and a short sword on her hip. And she comes up and she... has her arms up outstretched to Bijou.
I'm going to bring it in.
She's, oh, good to see you again.
You too.
Glad to know everything is going somewhat okay. Have you gotten any insights on the High Elf son yet?
Well, he was no longer living when we found him.
Oh. Well,
so we are now looking for his brother, Perrin, who we believe is with the Dragon Armies at Rootdale.
Oh, well. She kind of tilts her head and raises her eyebrows and says, that will be a tough adventure. Have you, any of you ever been to Rootdale before?
Yes.
Very briefly. About 1.5 seconds.
Well, considering you're still alive to tell the story, that sounds about right.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it slim. Keep our party slim, just so that we won't be detected. We're going to try to get over there and find out where the Dragon Armies are camped, if any of them remain. Do you know anything about When was the last time you saw anyone go across the water?
Well, the last time I've seen that, I know that the Dragon Army left, was probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Jeez.
but the what I will say is, I guess a bunch of them have made camp there, and they're still fighting. I know that there's still battle going on the island. And,
do you see anything in the sky, like campfires or smoke from burning? And like, what part of the island you see these things happening?
There's always smoke coming from Rootdale.
Sounds
but
fun.
What I will say is, although the giant red dragon does patrol almost nonstop, the smaller patrols and guards are generally much quieter at night. So I would say if you were trying to sneak in, night would be a better time to do it.
Okay.
All right.
Has anyone you know been over there before? Like anyone here in Westwood?
Well, we've had a few of our younger and more foolish numbers decide to join the Dragon Army, but not very much from Westwood, and I've not heard a whole lot back since they've left. Typically, they tend to recruit in cities and places where there tends to be more people down on their luck.
All right. Is there any other information you guys want before we...
No, I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
We're going to go during the night.
Do you have anything, knowing that we are trying to recover the seventh sun, do you have anything that you could... I know that your resources are quite slim as you're continually being assaulted. Do you have anything that you're not using that you think would be of use for us? Even potions or anything?
She thinks for a second. Says, I have an idea, but I'll need to talk to some people. Will you all be leaving tonight?
We can wait if it's worth waiting for, but we were thinking of setting out tonight.
I will. Where are you staying? In Harry's cabin?
Yes.
I'll meet you there before you leave tonight then.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Much obliged.
It was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you as well. I feel like we must have seen it.
Yeah, we've had a couple encounters. You just did. You were giving me a weird look the whole time.
She gives you a weird look again.
That's the one I like.
She raised her eyebrows again.
She bounces them.
Whoa.
Impressive.
Salmon Tuesday.
Harry, roll a d4.
Oh! What? 4. It's 2.
Okay. Alright, well, we are going to go ahead and end this episode here, and we'll talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio. dragonarmy.com.